The brother, he asked, what's the hukm regarding prayer? Pray while you are reading from the Mus'haf direct. I said to him, is a khilaf in between Ahlul Ilm and the Jumhur, the majority of the ulama, they legalize it and they say no problem because Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and he used to pray behind her boy servant and he used to read from the Mus'haf. And I said to him, even with that, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu disagree with this. And he used to order the imam to read from the memorization. At the same time, my dear brothers, I said, it's a really takalluf and extreme. Imagine, it's a really big hustle and hardship when you pray while you are carrying the Mus'haf. You need to put it down, you need to take it up, you need to open, you need to close, you need... And how you can have khushu in your prayer when you are in this behavior? At the same time, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadith Mas'ud, inna fi salati lishghala, whoever inside the prayer, he is busy with the prayer. Siapa yang masuk di salat, dia sibuk sama salat. Whoever is inside the prayer, he is busy with the prayer. If it's like that, means you cannot be busy with something else other than the prayer. Reading, taking, putting, opening, closing, all this behavior and actions is not included in the prayer actions. And if someone say Aisha, we say Umar, it's a khilaf among them, and the statements from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clear, you shouldn't be busy with anything other than a prayer. Same thing, the comment of Allah Ta'ala, Allah in the Quran, he says, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهِ, read from the Quran according to your ability. But this person, when he opened the Mus'haf and he closed, this is already upper than his ability, more than his ability. Why he need to make it hard on himself? It's unnecessary, but in the end, this mas'ala is khalafiyya, different opinion from the ulama, whoever followed this opinion or that opinion, it's understandable, and among the opinion of the ulama who disagree with that, and he didn't accept it, Ibn Hazm, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and we believe his opinion is stronger than others, rahmatullahi ta'ala al-jami'. Barakallahu feekum.